Yes, we're saying human nature doesn't take too kindly to criticism. So this is what you must know can contribute to you being misunderstood by your spouse. Your spouse may think that it is their person that is under attack if words are not framed correctly. It will also help, another point just to add there, to offer affirmation, positive affirmation to our spouse, because I know no place where misunderstanding is common and prevalent other than compared to marriage, really. Yes, there's misunderstanding in the workplace, but in marriage, it seems as if that is the headquarters of misunderstanding, where we talk past each other. One says something and the other person hears something completely different, you know. So a word of affirmation to your spouse when you are going to attack their behavior, it will go a long way to helping them see that they are not the object of the attack. Therefore, they must not think that it's a fight. So they must not come ready for a fight. They must listen and embrace the feedback, the frustration that their spouse is giving them, instead of focusing on attacking their spouse. So a word of affirmation to just say, baby, I know, my love, I know you are capable of respect and you are respectful. However, when you say ABC to me, when you fail to do ABC, that is disrespectful, that action. You are not a disrespectful person yourself, and that is why I love you. That's why I appreciate you so much. But the action of not saying this, the action of acting unilaterally and not consulting and agreeing with me before you committed X number of thousands of rands or dollars or whatever, you committed that money and you spent that money without agreeing with me, that is disrespectful. You are not a disrespectful person. I know you and I love you. So you see, when you hear words like that, though you may have messed up, dropped the ball, and did what you were not supposed to do, or you did what you were supposed to do, but you did it wrongly, it is better, because you were given affirmation that you are loved, that you yourself are a respectful person. You yourself are selfless, you are a servant, you are a helper, you are a giver. However, on this particular time, particular incident, what you did was selfish. But you yourself, you are not a selfish person. You are a servant. You put the other person before your needs, ahead of your needs. But on this particular point, something different happened. Something uncharacteristic to you happened. So you see, when that affirmation is given, the spouse is able to maintain control of their mind so that their mind don't run away with them, because they will be in a position to say, hey, I'm appreciated. I'm not being attacked. It's my behavior that's attacked, because my spouse, they have just told me yet again that I'm respectful. So it is just this one time. It's not a pattern. They are not saying for the whole year, for the whole 10 years, for the whole marriage, I've been disrespectful. They're just talking about this particular incident. They're not talking about all the things I do in this marriage, the things I do for them. They're just talking about this one. So, hey, calm down. The person should and can be able to manage themselves. And to just say, calm down, They are talking about your behavior. You are safe. You are safe. They are not talking about you. It's your behavior. You understand? They're not talking about you. So relax. You are not under attack here. It's your behavior that is out of line. It's your behavior that needs to be condemned, that needs to be corrected. To apologize then, when that is clear, it becomes easier. So this is a principle you must try to always live by in your marriage, in your relationship. Love the sinner, hate the sin, you see. And speaking still on affirmation, appreciating our spouse, that is critical. Appreciating our spouse is critical, and being vocal about the things we like, love about them, appreciate about them. You know, what you appreciate, you cherish even more, you see. A lot of neglect in marriages is probably due to the fading away of appreciation. We get used to each other that you've been here, we've been married for 29 years, 20 whatever years. We get used to one another. But if we get into that culture of appreciating and expressing it verbally, it will go a long way to eradicate that complacency, to eradicate that sense of familiarity, which will later breed, in appreciation of one another, because we get used to one another, you see. So that is why we must maintain those things, simple things of thank yous, you know, appreciate it. I appreciate what you did, you know. Yeah, your typical thank you. We must not say, that's what you are supposed to do. If you don't do that, who's going to do it? So must I say thank you to a fish for swimming? You know, that type of talk. No.